Hi, Brook Cat's back again. We're going to make another delicious seitan dish today.
Hello, excellent viewers, and welcome to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. Today, we again have the pleasure of joining Chef Brook Katz in the kitchen for the continuation of a series of exciting vegan cooking shows. Aside from authoring a number of vegan cookbooks, Mr. Katz has lectured and presented cooking demonstrations worldwide. He has been invited to speak on various radio and television programs on the benefits of plant-based nutrition. He has even prepared a vegan luau for the King of Tonga, in addition to cooking for celebrities and politicians. Chef Brook Katz lives what he speaks and strives to be proof that you can turn your life around for the better simply by changing your diet. At the age of 30, with the guidance of vegan Dr. Michael Clapper, Mr. Katz embarked on lifestyle transition that included a delicious vegan diet, exercise, sunshine, and herbs, which helped him shed 100 pounds and cured his health ailments. Since then, he has assisted thousands of other people in gaining better health.
I want to show you how to make one of my favorites. And I know that you're going to love it and that everybody loves this kind. It's sweet and sour seitan. It's one of the easiest things to share with people. Remember, in our previous times, we've learned how to make seitan. And, of course, you can always go out and buy the seitan as well. But we're going to take a couple of blocks of seitan here, and we're going to cut them into small strips. And we're going to take these, and we're going to brown them in the skillet right here. And again, you can see how nice and easy seitan is to work with. It cuts easy. It looks and tastes just like the meat alternatives that we're trying to replace. So I'm going to take a little bit of oil right now and just put some in the pan here to heat up. Let it swirl around here. There we go. And now we're just going to add the seitan into the pan here and let it brown. Nothing like the sizzle of something cooking in your pan there. Now, because seitan is made from the protein of wheat, it's doesn't have any fat in it like the meat has. So, unlike meat, it's going to stick a little bit more to the bottom of the pan. That's not a problem. Just let it cook a little bit longer. So just let it sit there, let it brown, and as it browns, we'll be able to turn that and move it a little bit more. See how nice and easy it is once it sits there for a second? There we go. And we'll just let this brown up a little bit more. Get it nice and tasty. And while that's browning, I'm going to grab one of my onions here. We'll trim the ends off the onions. Just cut this into some strips, cut it into rings. Okay, set that aside. Excellent. And while this is browning, we'll just put this in the pan here. You can see how nice it's browning. One of the nice things about seitan is that you can make it, and you can make it in large batches. You can freeze seitan. I have had seitan that I've put in the freezer and have come back to it 8 or 9 months later, and it's still just as good as when I put it in the 8 months prior. So seitan freezes excellent. Make big batches, stick it in your freezer, put it in portional sizes so that when you defrost it, you don't have to defrost the whole thing. And you've got instant dinner anytime you want. Okay, now we're going to take this brown seitan, and we're just going to put it here into this little dish here. Put this back on. We're going to add a drop more oil. There we go. Just enough so that we can saute up these beautiful onions sitting right here. Now we want to put some color in here. We want things to taste good, but we want things to look good. We want them to be exciting. So I've got some red pepper here still. I'm going to take this red pepper. Do you see it? And I'm going to cut that into big chunks. Put that in my skillet, and then we're going to grab a green pepper. Do the same thing. Again, split the green pepper, just pop it open, de-seed it. And we'll just cut that into nice big chunks as well. Beautiful. It's all nice and coated. It's going to continue to cook there. Now, while that's cooking, I'm going to reach over here and grab this funny looking thing. I lived in Hawaii for 14 years, and we are so used to having pineapples in Hawaii that it's almost our native flower. Now, To prepare a pineapple is really easy, okay? All you want to do is cut the top off, turn it over, cut the bottom off. At this point, it should lay flat on your board. Now, a lot of people have these big coring machines or whatever, but I just take a sharp knife and just go right down the sides here. You will be able to clean the pineapple very nice all the way down to its core. At this point in time, all you have to do is slice right down the core, and you've got a beautiful piece of pineapple that you can now cut into nice chunks and throw into your beautiful stir fry. Okay. And this is going to give your stir fry a real nice taste. It's going to give it a little bit of sweetness without having to put in a lot of sugar. And it's just going to make it absolutely delicious. Now, to make it a little bit more tropical, because I love the tropical foods, I'm going to reach over and I'm going to grab a mango. Mangoes are wonderful fruits. You just slice them right down. There's a big seed pit in the center. We don't use that seed pit. And now, what I do is I take my knife and I score the mango. Score it a few times and then push the bottom up and inside out. And now you've got an easy way to either cut the pieces off, or it looks really nice to serve it like this on a plate for a breakfast or a snack. Put them right into your stir fry. There we go. And we'll do the same with this one. Bend it so that it pops open. And just cut it right into it. I love mango season. And on the island that I spent most of my time, which was Maui, the mango trees would be so high. They would be 70, 80 feet tall to where you couldn't reach the top mangoes. And during the mango season, the mangoes would all fall onto the road. And we had this whole road that we used to call the Yellow Brick Road during mango season. All you would have is a yellow road for about a half a mile to a mile, that section. It was really nice. So we're just going to let all this cook right in here. And then we're going to add the seitan back in. Put the brown seitan back in. At this point, what I want to do is make the sweet and sour sauce. Okay? We're going to do that by taking a few different things. Okay? I'm going to add a little bit of rice syrup here. And I'm going to do this just to give it a little bit of extra thickness, so that I don't have to put in any kind of a thickener into the sauce. I'm going to put in a teaspoon here of the tamari. And we will add a tablespoon of the sugar as well. Now, this is organic raw sugar. There's only 14 calories per teaspoon for raw sugar. And if you're not using huge amounts of it, there's absolutely no problem with it at all. Now, what we're going to do to give it a little bit of sourness is we're going to use rice vinegar. I've got this beautiful rice vinegar here. And we're going to put about the same amount of rice vinegar as we did with the rice syrup. Mix that all in really nice. Get it good and sweet. And this is going to be the last thing that we're going to put into our dish here. I'm going to take a few of these sprouts now. Mung bean sprouts, clover sprouts, chickpea sprouts, lentil sprouts. Wonderful way to add protein and a little bit of crunch into your dishes. And I'm just going to put a drop of water in now. What that water will do is it's going to loosen up everything on the bottom here so that nothing's sticking. And now I'm going to put the top of the pan on, and what that will do, along with that little bit of water, that's going to let that steam soft. Now I'm going to add a little bit of pineapple juice, and that will complete our sweet and sour marinade.
We'll be back in the kitchen with Chef Brooke Katz on Wednesday, September 28th, to complete our sweet and sour seitan to serve over steaming fluffy rice. See you again soon on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. Coming up next is Between Master and Disciples, here on Supreme Master Television. Wishing you the abundant wealth of good health. For more information on Chef Brooke Katz, vegan recipes, and to purchase his vegan cookbooks, New Favorites, The Gentle Persuasion, and The Really Real Foods, please visit www.brookkatz.com.
For more details, please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/VEG.